Hello, I'm Letitia Bishop, your host, and this is the Beauty Talk podcast. Thank you so much for coming back and listening to episode 2. Today, I wanted to talk about spend and save in the makeup category, where you should spend your hard-earned cash and where and which products that you can save your hard-earned cash, and products that maybe you could be buying in the drugstore. Or if you're from the UK, I know you guys call it the high street, and in Australia where I grew up, they call it the chemist or pharmacy. So I think I will automatically refer to it as the drugstore because that's what you see most people talk about online. So where you, like, which makeup categories is a good idea to be spending your money on, and which ones is the better idea if you want to save, where you could save, you know, but completely up to you. I'm just going to give you my 2 cents. Okay. So let's start with spend, which items you should invest your money in if you can. First is primers, you know, self-explanatory. You want the base to be good. Your skin needs to be prepped well. Primers come in all sorts. You can get ones for dry skin, oily skin, red skin. There's so many primers out there. There will be one for you. I personally don't use them a lot. Maybe I should a little bit more because it's so hot and humid in Hong Kong. But primers are generally best, like, and mostly recommended for people with oily skin, and they want to really help mattify that T-zone and keep that shine at bay for as many hours as possible. Primers can also be good for people with red skin, so you can get some primers with like some blue or purple kind of tinges to them, and you can put that on top of the redness to really knock down that redness. And for dry skin, you can get hydrating primers. But also a fix is to just layer some nice skincare underneath your makeup to help hydrate your skin. So number one is primers. Number two is foundation. So again, it's the base. It's the foundation of your makeup. So spending money on a nice foundation that's going to make your skin look like skin just better is a really good investment, in my opinion. I feel like foundations last quite a long time. I don't use a lot each time I use them, so they seem to last me ages. And, you know, you want your makeup to look not like makeup, right? You want it to be indetectable. You just want to be like, I woke up like this. Actually, I saw something really funny online. I think it was Instagram. I can't remember exactly where this guy was doing like a TikTok style video, and he was saying, oh, girls always ask us like how we like their makeup to look, and we always say we like it to look like natural, don't wear makeup, don't wear much. And they were showing example photos of how they like it, and the girl was like, but that's makeup, that's all makeup. Well, mostly it's a lot of makeup on that girl's face. The guy's like, but where? It doesn't look like makeup. And you know, we us girls know, like, it takes a lot of products to look that no makeup look, right? It's like the little secret products that you find that help make you look just that little bit better, but without someone saying, oh, wow, your makeup looks so beautiful, you know? So finding a foundation that can give you beautiful skin but look like skin is very important. And some of the ones I love are from NARS and Shiseido. The NARS Radiant, what's it called? Radiant Glowy? Oh, Sheer Glow. The NARS Sheer Glow foundation is a beautiful foundation. I find that doesn't settle into my pores or anything. And then the Shiseido Synchro Skin foundation is beautiful. It's I feel like NARS and Shiseido just can't do wrong. They're really great brands. The products are always really quality, and I've always loved everything I've bought from there. I love the Shiseido range. I did a article on it on my blog, The Beauty Talk, about the technology behind that range, and they have some pretty wild claims on there, they were talking about things like anti-face movement technology. So like during the day as you move your face, it's designed to combat that and how makeup moves around on your skin when you're moving your face. So that's pretty wild, but that's what it was claiming on the website. But it is a beautiful foundation and it does look really good, because often I find when I wear foundation, some I'm like, but my skin looks worse. Like it doesn't actually look better. Yes, it's the pigmentation and the freckles is more even, but the actual texture of my skin isn't looking better. It's making me, you know, look older. But with the NARS and the Shiseido, I don't find that quite as much. Next is concealer. That is the next category. So it's a bit of a theme and a trend happening here, that it's the base products that we're spending the money on, because, you know, that the skin is what you need to make you look and feel good, I think. So concealer, again, is NARS and Shiseido. I love the NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer. And then the Shiseido concealer from that same range as the foundation I was talking about is beautiful. It gives me the least creasing under my eyes of any concealer I've ever tried. I'm a very smiley person, so I do get some creasing under my eyes all the time. I constantly have to like look up and tap that in under my eyes. And the Shiseido Synchro Skin Concealer was the one in the liquid one, because they have two types. The liquid one was the best I've ever used. Next, bronzer. Bronzer gives us that beautiful sun-kissed glow, that, you know, we've been on holiday vibe. I'm very sun safe, so my face is very white compared to the rest of my body often. So a little bit of bronzer doesn't go astray on my face. And finding a nice one is important. Often the drugstore ones can be a little bit too glittery, I feel like, and it's just not a sophisticated look in my opinion. The ones I always use in my kit for work is the Chanel Sol de Tan. Probably not saying that right. I'm very bad at pronouncing French words. I think that's kind of an Australian thing. We're not that great at pronouncing French and European words. But the one in the jar, kind of like the flat jar that you unscrew, you've probably seen on Instagram. It's very Instagrammable. It's beautiful. That one is a lovely color. And then again, NARS again, the NARS Laguna Matte Powder, the powder, the pan one, the NARS Laguna Matte is beautiful because, like it says, it's matte. And that's what I'm wearing today on my forehead and my side of my face. I love that color. It's a little bit goes a long way with that one as well. Yes, those are the bronzers I'm loving. And yeah, in the spend category for sure. Close to bronzer is contour. Now, contour, I don't even know of a drugstore one that is I should have a look. But contours need to be very cool toned, very ashy. So when you think of a shadow, it has no warmth to it, right? When you see shadows, it's gray. And I mean, you don't want to be completely gray, but it needs to be a brown that is very cool toned. And that's how, if you're really trying to contour, you should use a color like that. And I don't know of any from the drugstore that are a real good cool tone contour product. The two that I use in my kit all the time, a cream and a powder one. The cream one is the Fenty Beauty sticks. Maybe they're called match sticks. I'm not sure. Yeah, match sticks. And in the shade Amber, that is a really nice one for contouring. And then the MAC Cosmetics Sculpt Powder in the shade Sculpt is a real true contour shade. Those are great contour products. Next, we have brows. So brows are very important to the face. I do a lot of one-on-one makeup lessons with women here in Hong Kong, and I'm always teaching them how to do brows better, because brows frame your face, right? They finish off your face. And as you get older, they often get less on the ends, on the tails of your brows. The hairs thin out, the definition there gets less. And filling those in can make a huge difference to someone's face. It can really almost lift the eye when you don't have to actually draw a huge arch, but just actually filling in some color there, it can make a big difference. And people often are very amazed at how they can look different with that. So brow products, I'm like a broken record. I always recommend people straight to Benefit Cosmetics. They just do brows really well. And especially for blonde hair like me and often some of my clients. It's because blonde hair, when it regrows, it's ashy. It's not warm. It's mousy. It's cool toned again. And if you get a brow pencil that is like a light brown color and you put that on a blonde, it just pulls so warm on us. I can't tell you how many times I've tried a brow product from the drugstore. I've put it on in my room or the bathroom. I go outside in the daylight, in the sun, and my partner's like, "Hey, your eyebrows look a little red. Like, what'd you do to your eyebrows?" And Benefit Cosmetics has never let me down. Their blonde shades are the one. Particularly the Precisely My Brow Pencil. It's a beautiful thin wind-up pencil, mechanical pencil, and on the other end is the spoolie, the brush, so you can, it's really quick and easy to get your brows on. And then the Benefit Gimme Brow Brow Gel is a wonderful one. I think I use shade 3 in that one, if I'm not wrong. So yes, and as any products I'm recommending, I'll leave them in the show notes so you can check them out. Brows. And especially for blondes, get a good shade. I haven't found ones that are fantastic in the drugstore. And if you are a blonde in Asia, do not try the Asian brand ones. Sorry, they're great for other things like mascaras, lots of great things. But the brow ones, a lot of women in Asia like to have their hair like a warm, reddy tinge to their brown hair. And that's how the lighter brow shades are. They're very warm, so they're not for blondes. So next one is, the last one in the spend category is makeup brushes. Now, I have so many makeup brushes as a pro makeup artist, constantly always buying more, feel like I need more, but I have a lot. And they can last you years. Like, so I have some that are like longer than I've actually been a makeup artist, which is over 7 years. If you look after your brushes and you wash them regularly, so my ones for work, I wash after every single client, so they get looked after. My personal ones, I wash them less, unfortunately, a bit lazy. But if you keep washing them, they last for ages. So when I'm doing these makeup lessons sometimes with women, I see their makeup brushes and I'm like, these need to be washed. I've seen some that are just get like stiff and hard and in a big mat. Like, they get matted somehow. I do not know how, but they get like the big powder ones. So there's no salvaging those. They need to go in the bin. But if you buy nice brushes, they don't need to be like, I have found some good cheapish ones, but you know, middle of the line. I really like to recommend Zoeva brushes. Zoeva, maybe. Again, bad at pronouncing things. They are great brushes. And the Sephora Pro brushes, I've had a really great experience with, because they have nice long handles, probably less important for other people, but the long handles are really fantastic when they sit up in your makeup setup as a makeup artist. Off topic, doesn't matter for you guys. But the Zoeva and Sephora Pro brushes, fantastic. MAC brushes, always great. So find some nice brushes, look after them. You should wash them once a week if you can, especially if you have problematic skin. On to the save category. So where you can save your hard-earned cash, buy some a little bit cheaper kind of products and still get great results, or where it's less important to get the expensive ones, okay? You're probably all going to know what I'm going to say here. Mascara. There is so many fantastic drugstore mascaras out there. Maybelline is always one coming to mind for people. L'Oreal do great mascaras. There's just a lot to choose from the drugstore. I wonder why. Maybe it's easy to produce them because they're always coming out with like a new mascara. It's, at the moment I'm using the, The Maybelline Sky High one in the waterproof formula. I have that on my lashes right now. I'm liking it. I'm really liking it. I hate taking it off at night. Really hate that. That's what I hate about waterproof mascaras. We all do. But I have eye bone. My eye, upper eye bone is very kind of forward. And so when I look up, the my lashes always hit my brow bone and it gets those horrible lines across your eyelids. And it's a bit embarrassing if you didn't notice it when you're talking to people. So I've decided to just do it and stick with the waterproof mascaras. But the Maybelline one, I'm loving. Really like that one. Also, Japanese drugstore mascaras are good. Very good. A lot with fibers to make your lashes long. There are some fantastic ones there. So you can save in mascaras. Next is eyeshadows. You can definitely save with eyeshadows. Eyeshadow palettes. There's a lot out there. You know, people always talk about pigment, super strong pigment eyeshadows, you know, swatching the pigment, one swipe, da 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 da. If you're not a super pro makeup person, it's hard to work with those, you know, it's intimidating. You won't find super strong, crazy pigments like some of these brands in the top league brands like Chanel, Dior, brands like this. They're more sophisticated and like buildable in a sophisticated way. They're just, it's easier to work with if it's a buildable color rather than you dab your brush in like for a second, you put it on your eye and you're like, damn it, it's too much. Then you've got all this work to do to blend it out. Like, you know, yes, it's like cardio for your arms, but you know, I think it's okay if an eyeshadow isn't crazy pigmented. So, you know, you don't want like no payoff, but yeah, I'm not all about the super crazy pigments. Sorry, unpopular opinion. But yeah, Revlon eyeshadows are great. They have some great little tiny little quads. Not quads. They probably have like maybe 8 shadows in them. They kind of go across in lines. I know Katie Jane Hughes, a fabulous makeup artist on YouTube, loves those, and they come in heaps of great colors. And you don't need big pans. You just need a little bit. You'll get bored of it in a few months and try another one. When's the last time you've finished an eyeshadow palette, right? And Kiko. I don't know if Kiko's in Australia, but it's a brand from Milan in Italy. We have it in some places in Hong Kong and it's all over Europe. I've seen it. You know, brands like that, they have great eyeshadow palettes. Absolutely fine. And next one is lip liners. I think there is some great lip liners out there from the drugstore and Kiko and brands like Sephora Collection, you know, their own, like Sephora's own brand. Heaps of great lip liners out there. I think you can get away with that with the lips, you know. It's fun to try different colors, so it's not always important to get a super amazing one, in my opinion. But it's up to you for the lip liners. blush as well. So many great blushes in the drugstore. They have cream ones, they have powder ones, they have mousse ones. They have so many textures for you to play with and try. Lots of colors. I think blush you can get in heaps of places. Next one would be eyeliner. Again, there is a lot of eyeliners in the drugstore. They have the liquid ones, they have the pencil, the gel, the one they don't have much in the drugstore is like the makeup artist type one in the pots, like the MAC paint pot type of ones. Yeah, you won't find those, but they're not really many consumers use those type of eyeliners. They're more for the artist. So one of my favorite eyeliners that is a cheaper one is the Sephora Collection ones. I forget what it's called. It's like 24-hour, like waterproof. It's like a gel liner and it slides on really nice. And I get a brush and I like blend it in a lot and it's just a beautiful product. I'll link that one down below, but I really recommend that. And they have it in lots of colors. I often get it in like a dark brown, some with like a little bit of gold flecks in it. Really, really nice, those ones. And then my last one I'm going to say that you should save here that I've written down is trending items or new colors, okay? So if you see a new trend on Instagram, a new makeup look you would like to try, or a new lip color, or a new eyeliner color or something, try it in the drugstore first. Why not? It's cheaper. See if you like the look. Wear it for a little bit. If you feel like, yeah, I'm going to keep going with this look, whatever the product is, then maybe you can start looking at the one from Sephora or from the department store that's a bit more expensive. But I think, yeah, trying new colors, products from the drugstore, why not? It's fun. Makeup is fun. Get some of those items and have some fun with them. So that was it with the spend and the save items. But, you know, don't forget that it's all up to you. These are just some thoughts if you wanted to save some money on some products and not have to buy the top of the range brands. You do not have to. The drugstore has some fantastic ones. Then again, some options of ones that I feel like if you were going to spend your money in some areas, those areas, the foundations, the concealer, the bronzer, the brow products, you know, buy good quality of those. They will last you a while. And it's important to get the skin looking good, in my opinion, because they're the products that need to last long on the skin throughout the day. They often have good ingredients in them. Like I remember researching, I think it was the NARS concealer. It actually, they say it has vitamin C in it. Or was it the foundation? Which I thought was a bit odd. How do you keep vitamin C stable in a makeup product? But anywho, they try to put nicer products in there. Sorry, nicer formulas in there. Nicer ingredients in there. So yeah, I hope you liked that little talk, rant. As always, please share this with your friends. I would love for you to leave a comment, a review wherever you're listening to this podcast on whatever platform. If you could leave a nice little review for me, I know that helps podcasts, you know, get shown more and get spread more on the platforms. That would be really helpful. And if you like this episode, it would be really cool if you could take a screenshot of like your phone when you're listening to it, maybe post it on your Instagram stories and tag me. I would love to see like the people that are listening to this, because I know with the podcasting, the analytics behind it on the back end that I see, there's not a lot of information. So that would be really sweet to see if I could see your screenshots of you listening and tag me so I can repost you. So that was it. That's the end of episode 2. I hope you really liked it. And as always, you can please ask me your questions on my Instagram or in my private Facebook group. I will leave those links down below and let me know that it's a question that you would like me to answer in the podcast, and I will do my best to answer those. And if I can't answer those, I will find a pro that can answer them. I will save them for when I interview a pro for that category and get your questions answered. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye, guys.